delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little
It's going to be a hot weekend, that's for sure. You know, just when a couple of us, well, heck, let's be honest, a whole lot of us started thinking about hunting season because the leaves are changing. I saw leaves changing yesterday, a bunch of them. I'm like, really? So early? Seems ahead of schedule, but so it is. And then I look at the weekend forecast because the youth hunting season is happening this weekend in Michigan. And so a lot of folks will be out there, kids will be out there, apprentice hunting licenses and so forth, and teaching kids that there's more to this world than a brand new iPhone, a whole lot more. A guy that knows Ed well, Chad Stewart, deer specialist from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Chad, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for having me back, Steve.
Always good to have you here. You know, I was all excited, and then I see it's going to be like 80. And I'm like, good Lord, if my daughter kills a deer, we're going to be hustling, aren't we, to get it taken care of.
It's going to be a warm one this weekend.
Yeah, no question. All right, so as you know, and we've talked about before, I have a piece of ground that sits pretty much at ground zero of the CWD issue that began here two or three years ago in Michigan. So bring the listeners up to speed on chronic wasting disease, where we are with it, what your concerns are, and an update, if you will.
Yeah, so, you know, it's been a pretty quiet year on the CWD front, especially if you're in the Lansing area where we've been finding it. We haven't found a positive animal probably since last fall during the hunting season. So we're coming up on about 10 months, maybe closer to 11 months at this point without finding a positive animal. So that's all really good news. So we're stuck at 9 positive animals in the Lansing area.
How many?
Nine positive animals. Out of about, we've tested about 14,000 statewide. I think we've tested about 11,000 in a 5-county area.
Okay, so 11,000 here, 9 animals, and that's the total number statewide is 9?
Total number statewide is 9, yeah. We're at about a 0.1% prevalence rate, which is pretty good.
Now, we talked about this disease, and you thought, you know, finding an isolated case, very unlikely, and when this whole thing started here a couple of years ago, you and I had several conversations about it, and you thought, well, it's going to be a lot more. This is a very unusual case compared to other states to have only 14,000 animals checked, the prevalence rate very low. How do you account for that?
Yeah, well, I think the way we account for it is that apparently we've caught it very early. Most other states, once they find it, it's usually in about the 1%, sometimes higher. You know, Arkansas started looking, and they were in the 20 to 25% range. They were finding it everywhere. So I think we found it a lot earlier than most other states, and with that, I think pretty much every other state that is dealing with it currently would love to trade places with us because we're finding it at such low levels.
Well, and we do live in Michigan, the greatest state ever created. See, so there is that part. And I can understand why they'd want to trade places with us. No hurricanes, no earthquakes. The deer population is generally healthy, and they're very nice. Okay, so speaking of, so right now you don't have any major concerns, but the testing will continue. The check stations and the requirements will stay in place going forward. But no real giant concerns at this point.
Well, we obviously still have a concern about the disease. It's still a priority from a departmental standpoint to manage it. That being said, you know, we're pretty happy so far with the results that we've been seeing, and we're the longer we go without finding another positive animal, the more and more optimism we start to have that maybe we could confine it or keep it confined, or, you know, I hate to say it, but maybe even potentially even get rid of it. So this is we're going to keep hitting it hard moving forward to make sure that we're out in front of it because we don't want this thing to catch hold.
All right. Well, this weekend, a lot of folks, you'll get some extra animals to test this weekend, I would expect, because people are going to go out despite the fact that it's going to be 80 degrees. And if you put an animal on the ground, you have to move quickly to make sure that it stays fresh, I suppose. But youth hunting season this weekend, how many people do you expect to participate? What are the rules? You know, if I'm taking a kid out, first of all, what are the age requirements? What are the hunting requirements? What kind of a license do we need to have? Just the basics for anybody who is considering the possibility.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, this hunt, this weekend, basically we're calling it a Liberty hunt. And really it's for youth hunters. We're looking at 16 and under. We're looking at, but it's also all concurrent with that, there's early antlerless season. Now, early antlerless season isn't applied to every deer management unit, but if it does apply, and check your regs at the Hunting and Trapping Digest, which is at mi.gov/deer, but you could potentially go out with your with your youth or whoever you're mentoring and take an analyst year as well. That doesn't apply, again, like I said, to every DMU, but there are opportunities to potentially go out and have a nice shared experience with a youth hunter.
Now, if you have somebody 16 or under, it's the apprentice license, right? That's what they're required to have. Where do you get an apprentice license? What does it cost? How does it work?
Yeah, so for you can purchase your youth hunting license really anywhere. Anywhere licenses are sold, so you can go to a DNR office. You can go to local businesses that sell hunting licenses, and I believe the youth license is, I believe it's down to $10 now.
Sounds right.
Yeah. It's obviously a little bit cheaper because we want to try to promote getting the kids out in the field.
Certainly. So I read somewhere you expected somewhere between 16,000 and 20,000 kids 16 and under to participate in this special hunt. You know, it's tougher now than it used to be, Chad. I mean, we used to, you know, have more kids available. There's more soccer and more weekend activities through schools and sports and other things. Tough to get kids out there, but, you know, we're going to do it anyway. If we miss a soccer game, well, that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, and, you know, that's why we have the youth season. There's a lot of conflicts for kids' times right now. I mean, academics are a little bit harder. Schoolwork is just demand a lot harder. There's a lot more technological distractions. There's a lot more extracurricular distractions. So, you know, certainly we know that this is a season that not everybody agrees to. They think, you know, kids should have the same opportunities that they had growing up. But, you know, we want to provide an extra opportunity. If someone doesn't like having the kid go out in September, certainly they can choose not to send them out. But
certainly,
there are a lot of conflicts on weekends, so we want to try to have kids an extra chance in September.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think that a lot of people appreciate the fact that you do that, plus the early antlerless season, like you said. You can find out more at the DNR's website here in Michigan. Look up the Department of Natural Resources online. Chad Stewart, always a pleasure. Thank you for stopping in.
Thanks for having me again, Steve.
Chad Stewart, the Department of Natural Resources whitetail deer specialist here today. And yeah, I'll be participating in the youth hunt with my daughter this weekend. Hot or not, got to figure it out. Back in just a moment on the Steve Gerber Show.